It's 11 o'clock and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Michael McKiernan with Samantha Stokel and Ryan Sang. In the weather, you can expect showery spells all day and a high of around 6 degrees. Now, here are the headlines. Bird flu fear in East York. The Holy Grail of hockey in Afghanistan. And Halle Berry's new baby girl has a name. Let's go straight to our top story. There's confusion this morning over a bird flu scare at an East York hospital. Reports this morning suggested an elderly couple had been quarantined. They're just back from Bangladesh, where there have been cases of bird flu. But Toronto East General Hospital is now playing down the reports. In a statement, they say there's been an increase in seasonal flu, but they haven't seen any avian flu. We'll keep you updated on all the latest as we get it. A Ryerson student is relieved this morning after hearing he won't be expelled for running a Facebook study group. Chris Avenir survived when the university decided there was no proof of cheating, but it wasn't all good news. Avenir was given a score of 0 for an assignment where solutions were posted, but he still passed the class. Staying with education, University of Toronto students at Scarborough campus vote today on whether to include TTC passes in their student fees. The passes would cost students an extra $60 a month. That's about $30 cheaper than it currently costs them, but not everyone is happy. The deal means every student would have to pay the extra fees, whether they use the TTC or not. Now, accidents will happen, but at one Brampton building site, they're doing all they can to stop them. Catherine Wellman finds out how.
The Gorway station in Brampton has 26 safety employees. They look after the different construction crews. Although there are safety people on the site at all times, officials say that the project is so big and has so many employees that accidents do happen. Josh Gilmore is a health and safety advisor. He's in charge of a crew of 60 carpenters. Gilmore says his crew hasn't experienced any major incidents.
We've had a few minor incidences occur in the last couple weeks due to weather, a lot of them being a result of things such as slips, trips, and falls. Unfortunately, though, last week on the site, another worker had fallen carrying a pipe, and he basically lost two of his fingers as a result of that incident. That was the first lost time incident we occurred on the site.
He says that a lost time incident is a major accident. The worker is no longer able to work at the site and is being compensated by the Workplace Safety and Insurance Board. The site must then begin counting man hours from zero. Gilmore is with Leader Industries. His company supplies safety personnel to the construction site. He has been in the construction industry for many years. He has had no lost time incidents in 5 years of health and safety. Catherine Wellman, Centennial College Radio News.
Kosovo is now an independent nation, according to the Canadian government. Ottawa finally broke its silence more than a month after the province broke away from Serbia. It's thought Canada delayed their decision because of fears it could encourage Quebec separatists. Maxime Bernier, the foreign minister, told the CBC the two can't be compared, calling Kosovo a unique case. And now, the Hobbit may be a little animal, but it comes with a big price tag. $120,000 to be exact. That's how much an anonymous bidder paid for a first edition of J.R.R. Tolkien's novel, The Hobbit, from 1937. The seven-decades-old book was one of just 1,500 printed in its first run. The winning bid was double its $60,000 asking price. Now, for the latest in the sports world, let's head over to Sam.
Thanks, Michael. Despite an embarrassing goal against Vesa Toskala last night, the Leafs beat the New York Islanders 3-1. New York's Rob Davison scored an almost 200-foot goal against Toskala in the first period. It took a bad bounce, Toskala said. It wasn't until the third period when Kyle Wellwood, Alex Steen, and Pavel Kubina all scored to regain the Leafs' pride. The Leafs are still 6 points behind Philadelphia to earn a playoff spot. With 8 games remaining, the pressure is on. In other playoff news, the Montreal Canadiens are now tied for first place in the Eastern Conference with New Jersey. The Canadiens lost 4-3 to the St. Louis Blues in a shootout last night, gaining the 1 point to tie up with New Jersey. The win ended a 10-game winless streak on the road for St. Louis. The point for Montreal pushed Ottawa out of second place. The Stanley Cup might be a little sunburned when the playoffs begin. The Cup arrived today in Afghanistan as part of a morale-boosting trip, where retired NHL stars will play ball hockey with the soldiers. Traveling along with the Cup and players are musicians Blue Rodeo, Jonas Tumalti, and Lori Anna Reid. Defense Minister Peter McKay said it's a huge morale boost and an escape from day-to-day challenges. Also escaping day-to-day challenges with a little competition, some local teachers. When you think of teachers, competition isn't the first thing that comes to mind. But five teachers at Meadow Green Academy in Mississauga put a whole new spin on after-school activities. Alex Bedeev reports.
5 days a week, Danielle Cormier teaches language arts, geography, and history at Meadow Green Academy in Mississauga. But on Friday nights, she heads over to Planet Bowl in Etobicoke to let loose and unwind after a long week. She plays with and against five of her co-workers.
It was actually a lot of fun. A little nerve-wracking at first. Not nerve-wracking, but more the anticipation. I haven't seen a few of them for a while, so it was a bit of a distraction, trying to keep my mind on the game, but also trying to catch up a little bit.
The teachers also like to play other sports that show off their competitive streak. They are in the process of establishing a volleyball team. They will invite teachers from surrounding schools and play against them. But when it's time to put the competition aside, she finds it easy to switch back into work mode.
It works out fine in terms of getting back to what we're supposed to be doing. We put it aside and we realize it's just fun. You know, yes, we're competitive, but it's all fun. And if anything, it strengthens our teamwork.
This is Alex Bedeev for Centennial College News.
In other local sports news, Chris Bosch is finally returning to the Raptors. Bosch has been out for 3 weeks with a sore right knee. Tonight's game with the Miami Heat will be his first appearance in 3 weeks. Bosch, the leader of the Raps, is coming back just in time. The Raps finished a lousy West Coast road trip Monday night, going 0-5. With 5 months left until the Olympics, Tibet is suggesting a boycott in response to the recent riots in Lhasa. The mini boycott would be of the opening ceremonies and by visiting VIPs. France's Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner said the idea is interesting. Kouchner will discuss this option with the 27-member European Union next week. The Dalai Lama, Tibet's spiritual leader, said a boycott is not the answer. And now with entertainment news, here's Ryan.
Thanks, Sam. Halle Berry announced the name of her daughter, Nala Ariella Aubrey. Say that five times fast. The Oscar winner gave birth to her little girl on Sunday. The baby tipped the scales at 7 pounds, 4 ounces. Nala is an Arabic name meaning drink of water. Berry had the baby with boyfriend Gabriel Aubrey. Here we go again. A rep for Kristen Davis denies the Sex and the City star's involvement in a homemade sex tape. Video steals were released on the internet earlier this week. The woman was thought to be Davis. The images show her cavorting with another man. It's the call girl of the wild. The woman linked to the fall of ex-governor Elliot Spitzer starred in Girls Gone Wild 5 years ago. The video company revealed that Ashley Dupree did scenes with another woman. She also appeared naked on the company's bus. Dupree was only 18 at the time. Girls Gone Wild will re-release the video in a special featuring Dupree. And Madonna said it best, "Hey, Mr. DJ, put that record on." That's exactly what a DJ does best. Valentin Coleman of North York has DJed at clubs since he was 19, but he's involved in more than just the nightlife, Irina Burton reports.
He's originally from Romania and is known as DJ Shadow. A licensed DJ, Coleman is dedicated to bring the Romanian community of Toronto together. Shadow tries to make a difference after coming through his own personal struggles with alcohol. The songs he plays are about love, dancing, and being together as a community. He also organizes fun events with proceeds going to charity.
We had a Christmas drive where we collected toys and food and clothes that we ended up giving to Goodwill.
He's only 24, but he makes crowds go wild to his house beats at Toronto clubs such as Mink, Blue Point, and Hotel Boutique. Shadow says he puts in countless hours mixing records in his room, but he doesn't get much support from his parents.
They realize what's involved with the nightlife, and they also realize that me being very sensitive and, you know, I have a big heart, that people can influence me and can bring me down.
He says a lot of Romanians don't support his mission either, but Shadow thinks...
That's it for entertainment. Now it's back to Michael.
Thanks, Ryan. That's all for now. Tune in tomorrow for more news at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of the team here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.